Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Oh, yeah, Doug. Touch. Iggy, how do you rank this in your Lady Gaga song power rankings?
I love this song. This is my top five.
We can't hear you. The music's too loud.
You are there now? It's in my top five.
That's better.
It's got a great beat.
Is it really?
Dance to it. I love this song.
Doug, top five.
Do you do a lot of dancing, Iggy?
That's a good follow-up because I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, in my house alone, it's on. I kind of jam.
Oh, no. Dancing with Myself, Billy Idol. 87? 88?
You don't dance by yourself while you're cooking in your utrow, do you?
Why am I picturing
I'll
the scene from Silence of the Lambs?
Why am I getting a semi? It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. We're broadcasting live from the Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table. A magical day today, Doug, because Lance Lynn stared in the eyes of the Plowhawk and seemed to forgive him.
Lynn backed down just a little bit. I think he knows what he's up against.
No, I still think he's sideways with me, but I think there's a respect level there, Doug.
He went after me pretty hard. I think he's more angry at me for badgering him to come on this radio presentation.
They're going
to
be so thrilled when we're not here.
One more day.
Yeah.
One more day. Was that Diamond Rio? Diamond Rio, am I right on that?
I don't know.
Diamond Rio? Nurse?
Doug, I can confirm that you're right.
Chasey?
They'll be happy.
Yeah, they will. Get these knuckleheads out.
Nicholas Robert just joined the fan page.
All right, Robsy.
See, my thing is, my guess is that Mike Matheny, deep down, is okay with it. Because if he wanted to squash this thing, it would have been squashed years ago. So the fact that we're still here and we still have a guy like Plowsy asking very important questions tells me he must have at least inadvertently signed off on it by not requesting that we be removed, you know?
Well, that could still happen, I suppose.
Tim, who joined the fan page? I'm sorry. Who joined the fan page?
Nicholas Robert. Do you know him?
No, just another two-first-name guy.
Uh-oh. He's sideways with the guys with two first names.
These are guys who don't want to give their last name. They don't want to give their real identity. Is that what that's about?
That'll be the CJ7 now.
Are you
back to posting on there, Iggy?
About what? I post every once in a while. I just ignore them.
All right. Right.
You ignore people with two first names.
Well, they're still taking shots, and I just ignore them. Now let's get Iggy.
Why would they take shots at you?
Well, they get them with the hammerhead stuff.
Hammerhead and she's ugly, and they still do it, but I just ignore it. It's no big deal.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I wouldn't let that get to you.
Well, I don't. Nicholas Robert could theoretically, his last name could be Robert.
It's probably not. Roberts is the last name.
But what about Chase Daniel? He would be labeled. Oh, I understand, but you would think that that's two first names. That's why people, when he was playing, they would say Chase Daniels with the three. That's what they would say. But now we know that that's his real name. And if Chase Daniel were to join the fan page, and I think that's in play today, we have a lot of new members, people would go, oh, he's a two-first-namer.
Well, my last name is used by some people as a first name, so I could be a two-first-namer.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
No, I mean some people have Vaughn as their first name.
Yeah, but Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Vaughn Taylor.
Thank you, Iggy. Vaughn Monroe.
Felicity Vaughn.
No, that'd be the last name.
I think it's a confirmation name. I'm with the cat. Does Iggy tuck under like Buffalo Bill?
Not I didn't necessary. Want to go into detail.
Wasn't needed. Not in here, it wasn't.
I've reminisced. I've done that before, kind of portrayed that movie.
Wow, that's a big reveal.
That's going to be an important topic on the fan page.
Why would you have admitted that,
inbox?
Iggy?
Now Doug has his head in his hands like it's question of the day.
That's not why you don't do that while cooking, do you?
No, I'll get it out there again. I put clothes on when I cook. Who hasn't gotten in front of the mirror and done that and said, I'd F me?
Oh. Wow. That's somehow it's even gotten more intense.
No, most people have, I guess. That's not something, Iggy, that you admit.
I'm an open book.
Wow, Brendan Schaefer's enjoying. He doesn't hear this in the Hollywood Casino press box. I don't think, anyway. That'd be a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Lance Lynn broke news today saying he thought the Cardinals were going to be good this year. And now I think in the text inbox, they're going to ignore that and go with this latest breaking news.
Yeah, at this point, Doug would rather see the Plowhawk chase Dexter Fowler around the complex.
I believe I would. And you don't seem to mind doing that either, do you?
No, I think Dex. Nurse, Lance, put him up!
I think Dex is one of my favorites, early favorites.
Now, when you it was a great strategy. Sometimes you got to alter your strategy in the middle of the hand, and that's what you did. And I tip my cap because that's not easy. That's a nuanced play. Okay? Mm-hmm. So Dexter runs past you to go on the bus, clearly has zero interest in talking to you or Nick. What up, y'all? And you alter the horrible Godfather 1 or Godfather 2 question, and you remember, I've got a question specific to Dexter. What's your favorite Jays? You said, what are your favorite Jordans? And it seemed like you might have caught him. Now, he didn't say anything, it didn't seem. But it seemed like at that point, he heard that and he thought, you know what, maybe I'll consider answering. What happened?
Actually, I think Nick can attest to this. He was begging for me to come onto the bus.
Was he really?
Yes.
Then he was.
Then you should have done it.
Boundaries.
Let me say this, okay? We're going to get in trouble down here anyway because they don't like us and we're not doing anything meaningful. Right. It's understandable why we're under the microscope here.
I think so.
But if you have the opportunity as you to go on the bus because you were invited in by a player, that is carte blanche. If a player says do this, then you're fine doing anything. You should have gotten on the bus.
I was concerned for my safety at that point because I thought that was...
So what did he say? What did he say to you?
He said, come on the bus. Come on the bus. You can sit by me. Come on the bus.
God, can you imagine if he would have walked in there with, like, Wainwright and Molina sitting in there in the plow? Oh, my God. That would have been it.
Yeah.
First
off,
I've said that would have been it, I think, for the last 12 years.
They'd have run us right out of here.
That would have been it.
No. Yeah. I disagree because a player invited you on. Now, my guess would have been they wouldn't let you off and you would have had to go, which would have been fine because it would have been a great day for you and a great story for the show. Right? I mean, we could...
God almighty.
We should have... You should have gotten up.
Were you thinking at all about getting on the bus? I mean, none of us know where the hell they're going.
The only reason I didn't was because Eugene and O were blocking my entryway, and I didn't really want to steal a spot on the bus.
Now, what were Eugene and Sungwan O doing?
Oh, just waiting to get on. I think Dexter cut his way through to the bus line so he could avoid me, but still yelled, hey, get on the bus. Hey, sit next to me. Get on the bus. Oh, and Eugene were in my way waiting politely to get on the bus, so I didn't want to just, you know, shove my way on.
First of all, my guess would be that Dexter Fowler doesn't double up on the bus. So you would have had a seat. You wouldn't have been taking it from anyone.
Who doubles
else.
Up on the bus?
The younger guys in the back.
Oh, I see what you're saying. A double up. Okay, I got it.
Okay, now that's why they have a bus before games to the ballpark and after, and I try never to ride that. I take a cab. Because of the verbal abuse that I've taken over the years from Holiday and Wainwright.
People bullied you.
There are some times after a game where you can't even get a cab or an Uber based on wherever we were, where I'm forced to get on the bus, and I usually sit next to a coach and hide down so that I'm not noticed. And sure enough, I could have not ridden the bus for weeks. And it's like Holiday or Wainwright has radar. And then they go, oh, Jim. Oh, no, come take this seat up front by yourself. Oh, no, Jim, whatever you. And it's a little embarrassing.
Yeah. Do you give it right back to him? You let him know who's boss?
Of course, Doug.
Do you give him the Marty Brenneman line? I was here before you got here, and I'll be here long after you've
gone. You know what I do? I roll up my sleeves, and I go, why you?
And that stops him.
Yep.
I would think it would.
Yeah, I don't play around with that.
Boy, if the Plowhawk would have gotten on that bus. It's a scenario I would have liked to have seen. Mm-hmm. The repercussions I wouldn't have liked to have heard.
No.
And I understand the fear element, but you would have been safe if you would have got on.
I don't know. I think if the guys were to see me get on the bus, knowing that they would have a bus ride with me with questions, I don't think it would have went well.
You would have kept asking questions.
Oh, hell yeah.
You would have.
Dexter Fowler, who is one of the new leaders on this ball club, invited you on. There wouldn't have been a question. You would have been safe, but you would have been gone for the whole day.
You would have been a made man.
That would have been great. Although, my safety was going to be a concern on that bus.
Do you think they'd beat you up?
Hazing. A little hazing, you know.
Young guys like to double up on Doug, too. That's from Timmy Tom Tom.
Timmy Tom Tom has been suspended. I know what he was talking about. Timmy Tom Tom has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the handsome leather-bound Llewellyn suspension logule. Hey, hey, thank you, Llewellyn's, for the logule. Hey, hey, thank you, Wright Business Products.
Is that Jack
for sponsoring the pen. Hey, hey, it's a winner for the Cubs. Hey, hey, I think so.
Is that what you're doing? You're doing Jack Brickhouse?
Well, I did not until you brought it up that I realize that. I'm going to steal his material. I mean, he's been gone for 30 years, but I still want to steal his stuff.
I think he died 97. Was it 97?
Was it that recent?
Yeah, I think it was. There's a small shuttle taking off from Cape Canaveral.
Yeah. But what in the world? That's a truck. It's a mulch truck.
They just brought
mulching.
They just said, bring in the mulch truck and park it near the radio guys. We don't need to be there. You already mulch. No, just bring it in today.
Do you feel like they're trying to smoke us out of our holes?
Yep.
Oh, man, Doug. Well, fortunately, iTech Shark is on board with the radio show.
Right.
And without them, you know what?
What?
We would have never had the opportunity to watch the Plowhawk and Dexter Fowler become the fastest of friends. iTech Shark started in 2011 as an online-based Apple buyback company that purchased used, broken, and damaged merchandise from business schools and the consumer. In 2014, the first iTech Shark retail location opened up at 14844 Manchester Road in Baldwin, Missouri. Their second location opened in Brentwood in December of 2016. iTech Shark specializes in the repair, retail, and recycling of any and all Apple products. They offer repair services for iPhones, iPad, MacBook computers, iMacs, iPods, and anything regarding Apple. They also buy back Apple products, even broken merchandise, and provide a recycling service for free for any Apple device they cannot pay for. Somehow, they've had three break-ins in the past year, along with many other stores. I mention this because the culprits still have not been caught. The main difference between iTech Shark and the Apple Store is the superior customer service and wait time. To get your iPhone fixed in the Apple Store, it takes over an hour to get it fixed, while at iTech Shark, the standard repair is under 15 minutes. How about that deal? It's iTech Shark. That's the name. For some repairs, iTech Shark offers a lifetime warranty. iTech Shark is St. Louis's most trusted screen repair expert, offering the highest quality parts with the best warranty in the business at affordable low prices. Stop by iTech Shark to get your computer serviced or the best advice from their highly qualified staff. iTech Shark, trusting in technology, one of our many sponsors on this award-winning spring training trip. The Post Sports Bar and Grill, the sponsor of the picnic table, locations in Maplewood, locations in Creve Coeur, locations for you to enjoy when you've got a Blues game going on, wear Blues gear, and you get 10% off. It's the Post Sports Bar and Grill, the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Sponsor of the picnic table. Also sponsor of the Plowhawk's Laugh. Were you aware that they were sponsoring your laugh, Plowhawk?
I saw that yesterday with an email from Marmar Binks, and I did not know that.
Yeah.
Which is a great buy for the Post.
And then Salt and Smoke's on your smoke breaks.
So I can, that hits everything that I do. I smoke and I laugh, and that's that.
Isn't that kind of the move, though? I mean, there's really
nothing else. Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
God.
I guess like lesbianism, but yeah.
Well,
that's always an option, Tim.
Is it really for you? I didn't know that.
Watching Gold Rush is good.
Well, on Brazzers, that's about all I do.
Oh, you're a paying member. Wow. That's kind of a steep investment.
I'm actually using my buddy's account.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Ooh, Mace Dog, Reef?
No, it's a college buddy.
Roderick?
No. My buddy Jay Maz.
Oh, yeah, Mazzy. Yeah. He was always kind of a creep. Not surprised he has an account.
Well, half the PGA Tour has Iggy's Mr. Skin password. Yeah. Like, apparently, Jay says all the caddies on the PGA Tour use Iggy's Mr. Skin.
They don't.
Iggy, isn't that true? Iggy might be on a salt smoke smoke break.
Probably.
Hold on, there's the audio. What are you?
Pot him up! Pot him up!
Test.
All right. Hi, Iggy. Yeah, now we hear you.
But I had so many people that Mr. Skin's guy who handles all the web stuff called me and said, Iggy, there's like 40 people that are using your password, and they made me change it, so I got a new one.
So the caddy's no longer, like Bones is no longer using your password
a
Mickelson event?
Now, but I had to change it, and then I gave it to Jay, and I'm sure they all have the new password now, so they're fine.
Now, when you were told this, did you go, I don't know how they got it, Russian hackers? Like, or did you say, no, I gave it away to some people?
I said we gave it away on the air as a prize.
Yeah, we were giving it away as a prize.
Yeah, and I think the person
secure
that won gave it to everybody else, so that's my bad. And that's no problem. If you want to give one away, call me and we'll give you a new one to give away, but don't give out yours, and here's your new one. So.
And you're still a paying member.
No, he gets it free.
Well, why is it such a big deal then?
Well, because all these other people have it for free. There's like 40, 50 caddies that are doing it for free. They could be paying.
You think Fluff is using it?
I don't know.
Fluff, Bones, Jim McKay, probably.
Ted Scott. Pray for Ted Scott.
Yeah, Tiger's guy.
They'll be happy that you're calling them out as visitors to a porn site.
No, I think the guys who don't make the cut, who got the lower players, they probably use it quite a bit because they have the whole weekend off.
Oh, they got more to do than that.
It's going Mr. Skin.
Obviously not, because they're using the password.
Doug, Ben Crane is leading over at the Honda Classic, but keep an eye. People were saying it. He's playing really good. El Nino. Here's El Nino.
Who the hell's El Nino?
Sergio Garcia.
Oh.
And look at Chucky Triple Sticks.
Okay. And what about
Dustin
Johnson?
Isn't it day one?
Dustin Johnson is not playing.
He's not in it?
He's not in it. Number one player in the world, not in it. But like 12 of the top 25 are playing. It is day one.
So, I mean.
Yeah, but Chucky Triple Sticks.
All right.
Adam Scott's at one under. I got him. I put in a lot of DraftKings teams on the Honda Classic.
Did you?
Yeah. It's kind of weird. But also par for the course.
Well, you do what you feel like you have to do to make a dollar.
Flip that off. Patty Harrington, he's two over. Keep an eye on him. Justin Thomas, Jupiter guy, two over. Shot a 59 a month ago. He's two over. What's going on? The bear trap snagging him?
I don't know. I'm not watching.
We'll keep you up.
Doug, where'd you get your sunglasses?
Just in the junk drawer at home. Probably bought them 20 years ago.
Mine already broke.
Yeah, well, they're doing their job.
Yeah, they did just break. I saw that.
I buy like $9 gas station sunglasses because I will lose them before I would get the use out of them that I wouldn't if I could spend $150 on some. Of course I could. Of course. But I lose them. I lose them in a matter of days.
If we were here earlier, that's when more of the vendors have their stuff out. They'll just give you stuff.
Really?
Even media. Sunglasses, here you go.
I've never been given sunglasses here.
I have, several times.
Oh, now Tyrone Van Asswagon is at 4 under. Mm.
That's his name, Van Asswagon? That's his last name?
Tyrone, I can pronounce that. Lowercase V, Van.
Van?
A-S-W-E-G-E-N.
Van Asswagon. That's his name.
How did I not have him on one of my DraftKings teams?
I don't know.
I wonder if he's related to Fred Astaire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he's in the mix. Dan Hicks will be saying, and here comes Van Asswagon in a Sunday charge. And he's being chased by Brian Gay. This is like our listeners hacked into ESPN.com's leaderboard. Like the third grade class at St. Gabriel's is having fun with HTML coding.
Yeah, there is no other radio show in America that's giggling over that.
Or golfers' names. Yeah.
Not one.
Yeah, but that's what makes us special.
We're so cool. Everyone else is fair game.
Well, we also interviewed Lance Lynn, which no other radio station
Matt
in
Adams.
America did today.
Dexter Fowler invited one of our producers to get on a bus where he might have been beaten senselessly.
Mm. Yeah. That would have been a big story if Plowsy had gotten on there and they'd have beat him up.
What's that song over there? Regrets I've
had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
When Plowsy's on his deathbed, he's gonna turn to such wife and say... Should have gotten on the bus with Dex.
I already regret it. You never know. Me and Dex could have been fast friends. I could have been like his Jordan watcher at his house, you know, watching Jordan take care of his dogs.
And I'm disappointed in you.
The crib.
And you're the free spirit in the group. What do you say? He's a special spirit.
Special spirit.
And all of us would have been commanded by our fears because, you know, you're the guy that lives your life by your own set of standards.
Right.
And I'm surprised that fear was an element because right now you would be at wherever they're going,
yep,
walking with Dexter, and he's like, "Hey, man, you know, I could
you'd be embedded.
I could use someone to keep track of my house when I'm not there, make sure my cars are." And next thing you know, You're like the Eugene Koo of Dexter Fowler.
Yeah, I'm going to really regret that. Maybe if I see Fowler later today when he comes back from butt trip, maybe ask him, you know, if
from
I,
the
we can
butt trip?
Bus trip, sorry, oh. I have a lisp. Some of the S's sound like this. So, that's what happens.
Well, that's good for broadcasting.
When he gets back from the bus trip, maybe yeah. I'll ask him if he wants to go to dinner or something, you know,
okay.
Hang out. I think he'll be fine with that.
Guys, let me get this clear if you don't mind me backing up. A porn site moderator knows Iggy by name and gives him a call. Good God, what a creep. That's from Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll.
Yeah. It appears to be what's happened here. And half the caddies on the PGA Tour are using this password. And it's all true.
It's not a porn site. It's nudity.
Well, what is it?
It's nudity. There's no sex.
Well, some people would think nudity is porn.
Haven't you want to, you know, you really want to see Mimi Rogers naked in full body massage? You go there, you type it in, and there's just the scenes. You don't have to watch the rest of that crap movie.
Okay, don't get angry.
Easy angry. Guys, I never heard anybody call Charles Hall III Chucky Triple Sticks. You're so cool, Tim. It's from Craig the CPA. Right. I ripped that off from No Laying Up Podcast. Everything I do is ripped off from some other show.
Who came up with that?
No Laying Up Podcast.
I think it was Monty when he was in town.
Oh, Montgomery.
Yeah.
Ew.
Guys, if you have a Mr. Skin password in 2017, you were a candidate for prison. Is that true? Is there something happening with Mr. Skin that we don't know about? Might
you're
be a fun question
me?
Of the day.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have the straight skinny on the Mr. Skin password.
You notice that we're, like, trying to keep an eye. We have no idea. Like, there could be giant news breaking at camp today. We would be the last to know. And when the clubhouse guys are cleaning the spikes by smacking them together, everyone looks like, huh?
What?
Breaking news.
Boy, they're doing something now.
Well, I understand Chris Raby. We had a bit of a Geneva convention during the top of the hour commercial break. And we're trying to work through this because he knows, really, at this point, the only option left is to go nuclear.
He can't win.
Ben Boyd, you know, photobombing us yesterday was kind of the moment where we said, all right, now we got to finish this thing off. But Raby said to me during our Geneva convention, he said, my favorite moment so far of spring training is the plowboy having to apologize to Mike Matheny during his presser this morning because Matheny turned over to the Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table, alas, where we are, and I was in the midst of screaming the media is an embarrassment in this town. And he turned to look, and what did you say, Plowhawk?
I said, my apologies, Mike.
That's for you, Raby, and I'm not done with you! Now the security's looking over here.
We've
again.
Always been hanging by a thin thread here, but it's.
I know,
like,
I feel like it might be the end.
Yeah.
This is the end. You know that one. Only friend, the end. Mm-hmm.
Where's that from?
Jim Morrison, sir. May he rest in peace in Paris.
Okay. That's where he's buried, in Paris?
Ah, I.
Why?
Nurse?
Well, he just asked you.
Sorry.
As for the nurse.
Because they have better sites in which to be laid to rest. That's
You'd think he'd be in L.A. L.A. woman, da, 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 she's my woman, ba, 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 L.A. woman, da, 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 yeah.
I believe he was in Paris when he died, and he just stayed there.
The world is happening. This is a baseball show, and we've come to start singing. That's what we got. We're just going to sing some tunes.
There's no business like show business. There's no business I know.
Everything about it is a... Oh, sorry.
It's catchy.
Yeah, it is, especially when Ethel Merman sang it.
And then tomorrow, Tim...
We got to give another 3 hours here tomorrow. We're already on the Ethel Merman song.
And Mike Matheny, in an effort, I think, he brought in the mulch truck to make noise. He's done everything. So even though that half his team went on this mystery trip, if things go well today, according to the manager, they will be off tomorrow, which means we will have no access to players tomorrow.
Well, then we just do a best of.
Okay.
Doug, somebody posted on the fan page a picture of us from beyond the security gate. Is that
so
creepy?
They're here?
Yeah.
They're
somebody
here.
On the fan page. Let me take a look at
this. They're everywhere.
I just been made aware.
Could that have been the guy they were threatening to throw into the mulch truck?
Is that Tim in the black shirt? He really does have nice calves.
Okay.
This fan page.
That's creepy.
That'll call it the Lemmings page.
Well, Iggy's sideways with.
You should do a real poll of something that can help.
All right, I'll put a poll up on there for you right now. I'll do it.
How many members on the fan page really do think I'm great? That's a good poll.
How many members on the fan page?
And put in parentheses, really we kick you off if you don't answer yes.
I'm great. We kick you off if you don't answer yes. All right.
Now it's a legitimate poll.
I got to create this poll. But, I mean, it's tough because I'm asking for how many members, you know, so I'm asking for a number. I'm not asking for a do you think I'm great. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, that's what you should have done then.
But, I mean, I was just, I was like a court reporter. I was just transcribing.
What you just did was Plowsy taking your Godfather question and running with it without putting it in the proper context.
I was just trying to respect you. Respect your authority.
Well, it's not easy, is it?
Do you think I'm great?
That's the question.
We kick you off. If you don't answer yes.
And the language is a little, it's like broken English. We kick you off if you don't answer.
My ears are getting squeezed by these headphones. I feel like I'm going to have two cauliflower ears when this week is done.
They're padded, Doug. Don't be such a wuss.
But they're squeezing. They're squeezing. I got a big bucket head. If the headphones are too small, I just get squeezed.
Boy, you are a soft American.
Yeah.
You'd never make it 1 hour in prison.
Well, they have headphones in prison?
They have other things that you might find entertaining.
Like what?
A bottle of suds. I feel like a man feels like a real man with a bottle of suds, sir.
Okay.
Shawshank Redemption. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I brought the whole topic up now.
Well, you were complaining.
Well, because my ears hurt. My ears hurt.
We're covering important topics like what percentage of the fan page really thinks Tim is great.
We're going to get to the bottom of it. I just posted the poll. All right. Can join the fan page like 5,135 other great Americans have done.
Looks like they're about done practicing now. Most of the guys have.
And the boys will stop by the picnic table.
Well, they won't. They won't.
Maybe we can get Matheny on after the show and we can have that for tomorrow. That'd be a delight.
He's appeared on the show. Ask him about the incident today.
Yeah. Maybe he can reveal it on our show.
He's been on the show.
No, I know. He just hasn't been on often.
Where were we at the Matt Holliday Albert Pujols golf tournament?
Yep.
We were packing up and Mike came over and said, "Seriously, I was going to come on. You guys never asked me." And he was being sincere.
He loves the show.
Yeah, I don't know if he listens.
What?
I don't think he's really I don't think he's aware of what we talk about.
Oh, I hope not. I would hope not. If he ever listened to the show, that would be the end of the show here. Don't you think?
No, I think
he would say that's enough.
I think
all right, that's enough.
I think he hears the question of the day, and you know, I don't know if he heard Iggy saying that he posed in front of a mirror,
right?
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, that might be a bad beat.
You know,
hopefully Mr. DeWitt didn't choose to stream. Is that Mike Leake?
Mike Leake, he wants to come on. Go in the weight room and tell Leake you'll spot for him and bring him out.
Pete Prinze would decapitate you within the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Guy just posted on the poll. I was driving and I pulled over to vote. Yes.
Thorough lemming behavior.
And we've learned today that thorough lemming behavior can go horribly wrong. Plowsy demonstrated that with 7 straight Godfather questions.
So far, yes, with 39 votes. And the other option is power top me, and that has 8 votes.
Doesn't really seem to be a great second option.
I'm uncomfortable with the poll.
Kevin Miller says you spelled awe-inspiring wrong.
We'll fix it.
I think it was a joke that he's awe-inspiring even though he didn't reference it.
Come on, Doug, let's go.
Well, I haven't seen the poll.
Do you feel just your presence makes the St. Louis community proper better?
I think so. I feel like I say yes, it makes me sound arrogant, and that's the last thing I want to do.
There's no arrogance with you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for saying it. Maybe the Secret Weapon wants to come over. He's a loyal listener of the show, isn't he?
I don't think he likes this show.
Like Frank's show? Probably.
He doesn't live in St. Louis anymore.
He doesn't. What is he, a Jupiter guy? Yeah. Playing golf like the Dickens, I bet.
I've seen a lot of these guys have moved to Jupiter.
Leake is residence. Doing the shoulder shrugs wrong.
Taxes, baby, taxes.
If you just want to pop in there and maybe tell Leake how to do the shoulder shrug with proper form.
Right.
Watch this. Mean mugs and shoulder shrugs, and it's all because accumulated enough wealth just to navigate it. Fully decorated on chrome, and it's candy plated. Fans fainting while I'm entertaining. Wild, ain't it?
I hope that cost you some votes on the poll.
People be voting Power Top?
Yeah. Mm.
I hang with Hannibal Lecter. Doug, the Post Sports Bar and Grill, St. Louis Blues games. They have Blues ticket giveaways.
They do.
Given out live, in-house, during every Thursday and Friday game. Home team specials on drinks, and then 10% off your tab when you wear Blues gear for Blues game nights. It's all at the Post Sports Bar and Grill. They're in Maplewood, and they're in Creve Coeur. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends. The sponsor of the Picnic Table and the sponsor of the Plowhawks Laugh. They said, we need to sponsor the Plowhawks Laugh. They took it. They got it.
They think that's the best use of their advertising dollars, do they? Well, should you start laughing, Plowsy? At least once?
I think they get enough of that during my question of the day. And the emails obviously laugh as well. Okay. I don't like to... these are legitimate laughs. I don't like to force it, Doug.
Okay.
Mike Leake's doing a farmer's walk. You ever do that farmer's walk?
I've had a farmer's tan.
I've walked on a farm.
Okay, well, then there we go. Combined, we have it. Doug, the Power of the Giraffe is a volunteer-only, not-for-profit that provides care packages to area cancer patients with items they can use while in chemo or radiation treatment. This is the organization created by Dale Alcorn. You know him as Big Papa in Belleville.
Sure.
His wife passed away, and this is what he is doing to honor her. The Power of the Giraffe also offers financial grants to patients to help with medical bills, prescriptions, rent, and other expenses. The Power of the Giraffe invites you to join them at the third annual Power of the Giraffe 5K run, Saturday, April 22nd at Alton Riverfront Park. Proceeds will benefit the Power of the Giraffe and help make a difference to people who are in the fight right now. Visit thepowerofthegiraffe.org to register online. The cost is $30 prior to April 1st or $35 after. Use the code FREEDOTEM for $5 off.
Yeah.
The Power of the Giraffe can't lift the burden of cancer, but their hope is to lift the spirits of those in the battle. When you see a giraffe, be sure to stick your neck out to help area cancer patients. Read their story at thepowerofthegiraffe.org. Dale Alcorn doing a great thing to honor his wife's memory. Thepowerofthegiraffe.org. Who do we have on emails today, I wonder? Alas.
Probably Hoffsey.
Hi, Hoffman, you would Doug. Think. Hi, Tim. Hello. Hi, Kat. How are all
Brian?
You three?
Oh, we're fine. You?
I'm doing great.
Still warm back there in St. Louis?
Yeah, it's sunny today. It was cloudy yesterday.
Mm. Still in the 70s?
Yeah, it's 60s, 70s, right. Hovering around there.
Whoa. But it's all changing on Saturday's been,
it's
right?
Getting cold for Mardi Gras, Doug. You better dress up.
Oh,
warm
is it really?
That. Yeah.
What's it looking like?
I think it's going to be in the 40s on Saturday.
All right. Well,
Doug, you going to go down there and get some beads?
Probably not. I'll be working.
Sucks, bro. Yeah. What do you need, the cat?
Scrap paper to vote.
Here, why don't you take that one right
Thank
there?
You, buddy.
Brian Hoffman, go ahead with our Hot Shots email of the day, sir.
Keep them clean, please, Hoffsy.
Yeah. In the book, when Don Corleone, quote, made him an offer they couldn't refuse, he would send his adversaries an autographed 8x10 glossy of Tim McKernan. The Don's rivals, so pleased with the incredible gift, would immediately end their opposition to the Corleone family, allowing the empire to grow for the reals. That's from Real Cormier FC.
Real Cormier FC. He's new.
Doug called me out on the air, and by golly, I deserved it. But please understand my personal pain. My 58-year-old boyfriend is in Florida, surrounded by hot ball players, and I'm a nervous wreck who'll get stray and get him some strange. Picking him up at Lambert Sunday can't come quick enough. Doug's got the horse, and I've got the saddle. Together, we are going to ride, ride, ride. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Who's Keep the boyfriend, please, I wonder?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Morning, chuckleheads. I used to do a little grade school basketball refereeing and wanted to share this story. I had received my under-the-table payment from Fungo and was calling the game accordingly when a devilishly handsome fan started giving me some gruff. Come on, Zebra, they've got six guys on the court. We locked eyes as I replied, knock it off or I'll run you out of this gym. He potted himself down for the rest of the game. However, afterward, when I hit the showers, I felt a gentle touch on my shoulder as he whispered in my ear. I'm a submissive bottom. When you yelled at me during the game, I knew that I had to have you inside me. Needless to say...
Pot him down!
Brian Hoffman!
Hoffman!
Who was it?
Hoffman!
I'm going to suspend you, too. Brian Hoffman has been suspended... suspended a period of 2 days' time for reading overly vile emails. His name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension log, as will the emailer proper. Who was that, Paul?
That's Stubby Applause. Sorry, Doug, I wasn't reading ahead.
Stubby Applause has been suspended as well. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey. Thanks, Wright Business Products, for providing the pen that I'm using even as we speak.
Is that Schaefer laughing uproariously in the
Schaefer
background?
That is Schaefer giggling in the background, yes.
He I needs to stop.
He enjoys this segment as well.
Well, he shouldn't.
Gentlemen,
good ones?
I'm writing you this morning to inform you that I must stop listening to the show immediately. You see, last night, Tim offered Cardinals tickets to the 5,000th member to join the fan page. I invited all six of my friends, but the only one to join was my lovely beard, Vanessa. Now that she knows some of the things I have emailed in and wrote on the fan page, I surely cannot continue to listen to this presentation. I'll leave you lads with this tidbit. When I first started listening to this show, I thought Tim was just the jerk CEO that needed to be on every show. I heard him on the show with Edmonds, with Edmonds on, and thought he just crashed a party on the morning show. Boy, was I wrong. You fellas would be awful without Tim. That's all. Maybe I'll see y'all up at Kirkwood Brewhouse from time to time. Also, maybe y'all could vote for the white collar gangster while I'm gone. He deserves a win. Out like Cucky. It's from the Loomster.
Loomster's a dumb lemming. That's lemming behavior.
Sounds like a patriot to me.
The Loomster. Power lemming.
Howdy, Doug. Did you ask if the Cardinals actually do anything in their meetings? How dare you, sir? Yeah. Here's a copy of the spring training schedule to prove they're really there to work. 7 a.m. throwing the ball drills. 8 a.m. catching the ball drills. 9 a.m. first meeting. Discuss the dangers of eating scrambled eggs without utensils and how finger burns can result in career-ending injuries. 10 a.m. hitting the ball drills. Play loud music so the idiots in the media will think we're, quote, having fun this year. 11 a.m. second meeting. Discuss where to golf in the afternoon. Make sure to post no media allowed to avoid the morning after and that long-haired kid asking stupid questions. That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Seems about right.
Wonderful.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Hey, boys. Tim, I went to the brew house last night and had John charge me for an extra drink. So when you get back in town, your first drink is on me. Teehee. So, Doug, we can mark Adams down for a .363 batting average, 24 home runs, and 137 RBIs like Joe Torre in 1971. John Vaughn Lemming here. Dad kicks you out of Vaughn Castle. You are welcome in Wildwood. In the book, they don't go to a donkey show in Cuba. They go and watch a mortgage loan officer fight a local ne'er-do-well. Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
I suppose I should skip the one that's from Doug's spring training gerbil.
Probably should skip it, Hoffsy.
It's good thinking.
Boy, Brendan Schaefer liked it, though, Doug.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Guys, Plops here. I'm not sure what's less existent, my work ethic or my gag reflex. At least that's what my social worker told me after we got nasty. Hey, Doug, when you're in South Florida, are you tempted to swing over to your old stomping grounds in Miami? You should. The guys down at the Blue Oyster Club would love to see that old face and rectum again if you have a little free time. Oh, thanks, Misty Plops.
Wow. Doug, how about this?
Rectum, damn near killed him. Misty Plops, assistant program director.
Hello, my sweet boys. Did y'all get manis and petties before heading down to Sun Pig at the picnic table? Y'all know them hunky ball players ain't finna scope gals with busted feets. Hope you check some bird feed for them hungry robins that be chirpy chirping around you and pack some OxyClean in case your white linen boy pant be stained with blood in the rear.
Okay, Hoffsy.
That's from the Dogtown Astro Van. It kept going, but I'll stop.
Dogtown, Astro Van. Any good ones?
Oh, gosh, Doug. Doug, so just like Tim, I'm a huge fan of lesbianism, so much so that I'm in the middle of transitioning to become female. Once I accomplish this, I'm going to participate in as much lesbianism as possible to please him. Anything for you, Tim. Stay cute with the turd burglar.
TV.
I can't read this one from Stubby Clap. It's funny.
No, though. Throw it away.
You wouldn't like it. Hey, guys, I'm shooting on over to the zoo in a bus with all these hot guys with hot bodies. It was kind of weird because they were all wearing the same baseball uniform, but no cleats. It all made sense when the jerseys came off, those tight pants on those tight bodies. It was then I found out we weren't heading to the zoo. As the bus driver says on the PA, it's time for the sexy sock party. Everybody strips down to nothing but their socks, and then walk up and down the catwalk showing off those sexy socks. All I can think is, man, I wish Doug were here. I'd love to see his sexy socks. That's from the Wilmore Park bathroom attendant.
Wilmore Park bathroom attendant. Okay.
Hey.
Is that it, Hopsy?
Hey, Doug, you savage. You got a mirror in your pocket?
No, I don't.
Because I can't see, because I can see myself in your pants. That's from Jenny Toll.
These are particularly vile, Tim.
Yeah.
And we had Lance Lynn on.
And it was wonderful. Matt Adams was on. The Plowboy was invited onto the team bus.
And was scared to go.
The Wellens Pub.
Regrets.
Seven locations. A new one.
I've had a few.
Out in St. Peter's. All right, is that it?
I got one more. Morning, boys. Okay. Great show again today. Doug, I was wondering if after you pick me up from the airport today, we could cruise the beach topless in the White LeBaron and try to find some beautiful babes that are showing off their pot scrubber. Thoughts? Grimey from South County.
Grimey, South County. I'm not available, Grimey.
It was particularly filthy today.
Yeah, Brian Hoffman's sneaky vile like the sea monster. Maybe there's like a little secret cult in the producers.
I think I'm going to go with Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
It was okay. I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of, just because of his name, Riel Cormier FC. I like the name.
I'm going with Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Congratulations to Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. You have won the Hot Shots email of the day. Email the day. Email away for email the day.
I like what
That's why you're number one on the poll. Tim.
Isn't that pretty good?
Give us an update if you can before we.
Let me go to it. Oh, and the
listeners want to know. I know
the sun has peaked behind the clouds, and I can actually see me laptop. I can't see me laptop when we're doing the show.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
To
a lot
see.
Of glare. Oh, a lot of glare.
Do you think I'm great? We kick you off if you don't answer yes. Now 105 say yes. 16 say power top me.
So it's you're a runaway.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. Pretty exciting. That's pretty exciting.
That'll get a lot more people to that little page of yours.
It can be your page too. It's our page.
I was on there, but it was vile.
Hey, honey, I voted yes for Tim being great.
Why are you guys all sideways with the fan pit? Well, Iggy's upset with the guys with two first names. You're upset with the page in general.
Yeah.
And John Vaughn's stock is skyrocketing.
Why?
Because he posted free dotum three times this morning.
That's all it took. Don't encourage him.
I'm going to ask the people on the fan page, can we just get a couple of plain no's for Tim? Just to make it
there were two
simple.
Options, yes or power top me.
Oh, so it was a rigged election. Hashtag fake news. Mm-hmm. Hashtag enemy of America.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all taste good, though, don't we, bro?
No.
I was just a segue into JMH Law Firm.
Okay. The bus is still gone. Wherever they went, they're going to spend some time there. Or it was a long ride.
JMH Law Firm and attorney Joe Harvath providing passionate and aggressive criminal representation at reasonable rates.
This is the most appropriate sponsor we have on the whole show. Why this guy wasn't a sponsor right from day one, I don't know.
If you've been charged with a felony, misdemeanor, or traffic offense, you better go to needalawyerstl.com. Traffic ticket, DUI, personal injury, you better go to needalawyerstl.com. Drug possession or even murder, you better go to needalawyerstl.com.
Well, he's reaching the audience. Found the right station.
Got caught stealing breakfast from a hotel you aren't staying at. You better go to needalawyerstl.com.
Yeah.
If you drove your whip without a license or if you broke into a house for a midday recreational, you better go to needalawyerstl.com or call 314-827-6222 for JMH Law and attorney Joe Harvath. With offices in St. Charles and Webster Groves, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
It's gotten to where our big chunk of advertisers now are lawyers because they know the target audience. This show has been piped into the prison at Bonterre for years. They're trying to get it at the city workhouse, and so they know that they're tapping into the right folks. I'm happy that they found us. Sorry it had to be this way, but that's the reality of our presentation. If you want to reach the people most likely to commit some sort of heinous crime, this is the station where you advertise. I don't think there's any doubt about that in the least.
NeedALawyerSTL.com. It's time for us to shut it down. It's the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano, and the Hollywood Casino Press Box, where Brian Hoffman, the reader of vile emails, will be producing, along with Brendan Schaefer. The laughter in the background from Brendan Schaefer during
that
vile
was
emails.
Disappointing.
And then you have the midday grind with Martin Kilcoin and Charlie Marlowe leading into the line change with Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, and Eric Messersmith, along with Hannah Ray Yates and Matt Whitener. Time for us to shut it down. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this spring training broadcast possible. It's all presented by Budweiser, and we are at the Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table. Grand Cru Cigar, Stoli Vodka, the Post Sports Bar and Grill, 314 Training Academy, Big Boy Lawns, the power of the draft.org, Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental, Cordell and Cordell, Kevin Miller of Coldwell Banker Gundecker, iTech Shark, JMH Law Firm, AMP Restoration, Advanced Vision Care, Premier Parking, and of course, Anheuser-Busch. They make it possible. Support the sponsors. Without them, we will all go away. And wouldn't that be a shame?
Not well, that's up for debate.
That would be a shame.
Thank
Tim,
you.
I don't think
yeah.
it's okay. Any question.
You.
All right. I didn't see the script on that.
Frank is up next for Brendan Schaefer on the ones and twos, for Brian Hoffman on the read with his Mr. Skin password, for my brother Kevin, for the Plowhawk, for Nick What Up Y'all, for the Sea Monster, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the road at Cardinal Spring Training in Jupiter, Florida.